Hey, it is my privilege to bring to you another episode in our
Vildis and Lucy
series. With your cooperation,
stick your tongue in the balloon opening and blow your guts out.
We can stamp out this evil.
Good morning, you're listening to Phyllis and Lucy. It is 5 past the hour and Liz and Lucy still are not here. You see, Liz is in Vancouver, whilst Liz is stuck in traffic, I guess. This is the first installment of Phyllis and Lucy in 2005, and sadly, this year has not turned up to be a positive one. First, there's the Asian tsunami of 2004. Very sadly, this had become such a humanitarian disaster as people starved. But as they starved, people like us fed. Even with the criticism, I thank those who have done their share of the enormous amount of donations sent to Southern Asia. This shows as we citizens of the world care for those in need, but we need to help everyone. I encourage those who donated to help other humanitarian causes, like the AIDS epidemic in Africa. Once again, thank you. In the past month, tragedy struck a dear mentor of Phyllis and Lucy. Mr. Fong Zhu, grandfather of Phil, Liz, Lucy, and Sherry, had passed away at the wise age of 83. He was a very good man, wise with intuition, courageous in heart, determined to live on even after things happen. Maintaining the family through and through all these years, is not a small task, and we are all gratuitous in his work. This show is dedicated to him, as a man who thought not of himself before others, but as a man who was always compassionate in his ideas. We salute you. The event of our grandfather's death really came as an awakening from sediment. I had always admired how he solved problems and his zest in life. His determination was still there even when he was in the hospital, always thinking of the only good elements in life, food and family. I always wondered what life meant. Sometimes you forget about those limits until you see a loved one's end. It's very sad, but all of us will die, though inevitably. Life is something that you live. Your good days, your bad days, whatever churns your butter, always gave an earthly look at it. When I took a religions course that ended just a few months ago, I always thought that I had solved the question of what happens in the afterlife. But I'm definitely not devoted religiously. Life in certain ways is not something you're supposed to expect. It doesn't matter what happens after you die. I'm always confused of those who question the afterlife, whether religious or otherwise. Why spend all this precious time thinking about what happens after you die? Isn't life something that is finite? If you can smell the flowers and watch the birds outside, why don't you do that instead of buying life insurance, writing wills, doing all the legal stuff that corresponds to death? If you want to pass on your items to your children, and if you trust them, just tell them by word. Everything always has something legal, even in things that have no sensible legality. Think about that. Now, if you knew my grandfather, he'd be criticizing me for having such a long monologue. It is 8 past the hour. Yes, lucky 8. You're listening to Phyllis and Lucy. Coming up on the show today, we're going to the auto show. Yes, the 2005 Canadian International Auto Show in Toronto. That's in Canada, by the way. With me and Brandon reporting from there and finding the perfect Hyundai for me to drive. Yeah, I'm starting to drive. I just got my G1. You know, for non-Ontario residents, a G1 is when you start entering into the driver's pack, I guess, and you have to start testing with your knowledge test and I believe your signs test before you start, you know, to drive. And let me just tell you, my driver's license photo is not exactly, you know, beautiful, I'd say. Of course, I'm trying to find the favorite car. I'm trying to find the, you know, the best car to fit me when I do have enough money to get a car. Yeah, exactly. You're listening to Phyllis and Lucy. More on that and a lot more as we go through today's show. Let's just say everybody has come back to the Wolf Pack. It's approaching 10 past the hour. This is Phyllis and Lucy. We'll be right back.
You're looking in a shadow.
Phyllis and Lucy.